Here's the Marketplace Index for Thursday the 13th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. Things were mixed. I'll show you how the Dow Jones Industrial Average went down 40 points, a drop of about a third percent. It closed at 11,478. The profits report for the number two bank in the country, J.P. Morgan Chase, beat expectations. But if you set aside an accounting tweak, profits dropped by about a third. J.P. Morgan stock was down sharply today, and other bank stocks went with it. They were making good money on retail banking, though. The fancy Wall Street stuff, not so much. The S&P 500 down about 3 points, 0.3%. NASDAQ Composite, though, up 15 points, 0.6%. The 10-year bond yield down to 2.17%. A trio of new free trade agreements are front and center today, the first to get through Congress in years. It's South Korea, Colombia, and Panama. What's not getting much attention is that embedded within is a deal to help American workers who've seen their jobs fly off overseas. It's called Trade Adjustment Assistance, a way for some people to get unemployment checks for as long as 2.5 years. There's money for going back to school and tax credits to help pay for health insurance. It's a 50-year-old system, but the program, which costs not quite $1 billion, was left to expire in February. Costs too much, said opponents. Budget's a mess already. Robert Scott's an economist who follows this at the Economic Policy Institute.
In this Congress, where they're looking for budget cuts in every corner, it was tough to squeak out $964 million for trade adjustment assistance.
And what's the philosophy here? Does it turn on the fact that when a country tries to bolster economic growth through free trade deals, there's an acknowledgement that people in this country also get hurt?
I think there's an explicit recognition that these free trade agreements have led to significant job losses. As a result, we have had a lot of workers displaced. And I think part of the problem is that these benefits only help part of the people who are hurt. It only helps those who are directly affected and who are work in plants where, say, for example, they're represented by a union, and some people don't even know about the program and don't bother to apply.
So the renewal of funding does expand eligible workers somewhat.
As I understand it, it does. I think there are some service workers who have been added to the list of industries that could be affected, but I don't think it's going to capture all of those, for example, who are displaced by trade. One of the problems is with these trade agreements is that when imports increase, they may not result in the closure of a plant. They may simply suppress growth somewhere else in the economy. Those are jobs that are never identified. Those are people not helped.
Robert Scott at the Economic Policy Institute. Now it's time for the Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. The IRS had this estimate, $50 million every 3 months from new 10% tax on tanning salons. Well, it turns out only $18 million is coming in each quarter. Why? Because fewer than half of the 25,000 tanning salons in the country filed their taxes. Why? Part two. America's Inspector General for these things says the IRS was slow in telling salons about the new tax and slow in dunning them for the money. You can read more about the ultraviolet tax and the pulse of the economy on our website. Marketplace.org is the way to find it. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.